I mentioned James White, and you talk about a guy from nowhere. I got a text message from a buddy yesterday. It was like noon. He goes, "Yan, I think the best bet." It's just crazy. I can show you the text message. The best bet, like 150-1, is James White to win the MVP. Like, all right, whatever, dude. Like, whatever. Who cares? And I said this to you before. I thought James White should have been the MVP. 14 catches as Super Bowl record, 110 yards and a touchdown, two more on the ground. James White was incredible yesterday. Where the hell did this come from?
He was. You know, we talked about, I think, when we broke down the game on Friday about how the Falcons were vulnerable to pass receiving backs during the year. And what's interesting to me now is, like, what happens with this Patriots backfield next year? Deion Lewis got hurt again during the game. LeGarrette Blount, didn't really look like LeGarrette Blount last night. I wonder how much, you know, people are going to take this into account when they do their fantasy draft for next year. Because they asked him after the game, he said, "Did you expect to play like this?" I thought it was very interesting. You know, he thought that he played against a Dan Quinn defense before and Shane Vereen. Now, he had studied how Shane Vereen had performed against a Dan Quinn defense in Super Bowl 49 and knew he might have that opportunity. But I just wonder how much people are going to inflate his value for next year.
And I totally agree with you. I actually thought about that yesterday, Scott, to be honest, that LeGarrette Blount probably won't be, you know, those two fumbles, he probably won't be back next year. Deion Lewis, always hurt. And you got James White at the game of his life, and all of a sudden people would remember that, right? People would remember James White, and then he's going to let you down when they sign Adrian Peterson.